Begin the current daf, Masech Tezvachim, daf Tezayin. Begin on the bottom of daf Tezvachim and Beis, three lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the opening of our second parak of Kol Hazvachim Shekiblu Daman, which was speaking about certain types of invalidations regarding the Avoidus of the carbon, which the first item mentioned was that of a Zarf. Non-Kohen does the Avoidah, he was Mechalal, he invalidated that service. So the Gemara asked, where do we know that from? So the Gemara brought one interpretation. Now the Gemara says, a second interpretation, the source for the halacha of Zar. We know it from a kavo chaymer, from the halacha of a kohen that has a blemish. Ma balmum sha'ichel, if a balmum, a kohen that has a blemish, he eats from the kachem, like from the kachem kachem, like the pasuk says in Mikachav Aleph, Mikachia kachem menakadishem yoichel. The pasuk explicitly says a kohen who has a blemish could partake from the kachem. And yet, im avat chilul, if he does the service, Kabbalah, like we said in the Amishna, or one of the other integral avoidas, it desecrates the avoida. Like the pasuk says, Mumbai, there's a blemish in him, v'loyichal es mikdash, he should not desecrate my holy things, meaning if he does the avoida, he's going to be mechal. So as we continue to have Tezayin min Aleph, if zar she'ena oichel, so then regarding a non-kain, who can't even eat the kachi kachim, ena din shem avat chil, isn't a mechal v'chaymer, that if he's going to do the avoida, he's going to be mechal. Says the Gemara, no. Mal ba'mum, what do we find by a blemish kayin, where maybe he's more severe, and therefore if he does the avoid as mechal in contrast to zar, shekin asa be'karv kamakrib, where there we made the one who's bringing the carbon, same as the carbon itself. In other words, a blemish invalidates, just like it invalidates the kayin who's doing the avoid, it invalidates the carbon that's being brought too, because a mum is a blemish in a carbon too. In contrast to zaris, there's no non-kohanic status regarding a carbon, so maybe that's why ba'mum is mochamer, and therefore avoid is psula, and that would not apply to zar. And that says the Gemara, tamei yichich. The laws of tumah will disprove that, where there, they didn't make the carbon the same as the kohen who's bringing it, because the behema, when it's still alive, does not receive tumah as it's alive, like the kohen who is alive and bringing the carbon. And the pasuk says, v'yinazru v'leichalu, which tells us that the tumah that does the avodah will be mechal. So you see, there's not integral regarding why is chil happening, like we're saying regarding ba'mum, because it makes what it is as itself, because the laws of tumah do not apply to the carbon as it does to the kohen who's doing it. And still, it's being mechal. And that says the Gemara, but wait, malatame, how could you learn the laws of zar from tame? Shekin metame. It has a stringency, maybe that's why it's mechal, because it transmits tumah to other things. It contrasts a zar, does not make a kohen that he touches into a zar. Says the Gemara, well, bamum yechiach. Well, the laws of a blemish will disprove that element, where a blemished person who touches another person does not make him blemished, and therefore, and yet still it's mechal. So v'chazar din, so the logic goes back. Lay rizek rizeh, v'lay rizek rizeh. Each one, mamum and tame, has its own unique characteristics that's not shared by the other one. So therefore, that can't be the reason why it's when that individual does the avodas be mechal. So atzar hashavshven, what's the common denominator of them? Is shemuzharin, is that they're forewarned not to do the avoda. Tama, we know from v'yinazru. And the Balmum we know from where it says v'lo yigash, we know in the Torah that it says both of them and I'll do the avoda. V'imav dechilay, and if they do the avoda, which is the aloha of our mission, it's going to make it possible, it's going to be mechal, it's going to desecrate that avoda. Afin the avodah zarah, therefore I'm also going to include a non-kohen, shehu muzer, that he's forewarned not to do the avoda. V'imav dechil, and from that tzara shava of the two of them, we'll know from the kavol chaymer that if he does the avoda, it will also be mechal. So on that, the Gemara jumps in and says, menalan the muzer, where do we know that a non-kohen is forewarned not to do the avoda? As the Gemara explains, if it's from the pasuk that we brought in the previous daf, which was the first interpretation, which you're expounding the pasuk that says, by the laws of Tumah B'nai Yisrael, where does that word come in? So we explained the previous daf, to say, B'nai Yisrael should also have a locha of V'yanazru, that V'lo Yechalu, to forewarn non-Kahanim, like we said on the previous daf. That, as the Gemara, if that's where you know his prohibition of doing the Avodah, then Chil B'gufik Sevbe, then the actual Chilul, the invalidation, the desecration, says over there in that pasuk too, it says V'lei Chalu. So why would I need a Kavu Chaymer to learn from Balmum and Tama to regarding the Halach of Zar, that is Gemim Chal? But if the pasuk that you're saying that you know he's Muzharin, because they're also Muzharin, that's what you're learning from the Tzara Shava and the Mechal, so the pasuk you learn at Tazhar from is the pasuk that you can learn a Chil from. So Ella, rather, obviously, that the Tan Beir Shmuel did not hold that that was the source. Rather, it's a pasuk in Bamidbar. The pasuk says that a non-kohen should not come close to you. That's the azhara, and then from the tzara shava of both tumah and of Baal Mum, that's where we learn out that it's going to create a chilul. Now the Gemara continues, now that we know that, okay, it's Muzharin just like their Muzharin, and therefore you can learn out the Mahatzad, but Ikla Menfach, there's still a refutation on this limud. Because Mala Tzad HaShavashaben, what do we find the common denominator of both of those? Shekein lo hutru bebamo. Both of them are not permitted to be done in a private altar of an individual at times in history when everyone was able to make their own private altar. And therefore, since they have that stringency that they're not mutter b'mama, and therefore maybe over there they have the stringency that if they do that, void they give me machal. Now, how do we know that they're not permitted to be done in b'mama? Is because the Mishnah teaches in the last paragraph of Gimel and Aleph that Zman, Noiser, Tumah is the same by both a Bama Gedayla and a Bama Katana, and so too it talks about Mumin. In contrast, a Zar, a non-Kohen, who's kosher to do that Vaida on the Bama. As the Mishnah teaches over there, these are the things that are different between a Bama Gedayla, which refers to the primary Mizbech in the Mishkan, and the Bama Katana, is Kihun and Bigdi Sharis, that you don't need to have a Kohen. And as Rashi says, even Psukim are obvious, because Gidoin, Manoich, Shmuel, we find in Tanakh that those who are non-Kahanim brought Karbanas on Bamas. Obviously, a Zar is permitted. So how can you learn from the Mahatzad? They have a stringency that they are forbidden in Bamas. And therefore, maybe they're for the most stringent. So that's why if they do the Avodah, it's Machal. In contrast to Zar, who is permitted by Bama, maybe if he does the Avodah, it's not going to be Machal. So rather says the Gemara, Leitema Tama Yechich. You're right. Don't say when we said you can't learn it from Baal Mum, because there it's Asabe Makarv Kamakarv. So we said, okay, Tama Yechich. No, don't say that, because you're right. We still wouldn't be able to learn it from the two of them. Eleima Einin Yechich. Rather say that the laws of Einin will disprove it, which we learn out from Sukkim later on, that if he does that, Voida is going to be Machal. And there you don't say that Einin, that the carbon has an Einin just like the Kayin. No, that only applies to the Kayin. So therefore, that will disprove that why you can't learn it from Baal Mum, and therefore from the two of them you can learn out the laws of Zar being Mechal too. And that is the Gemara Mala Einin. How can you learn that, however, from Einin? It has a stringency too over Zar, Shekin Asa B'Meiser, where like he says by Vida Meisers, when he confesses that he took care of all the halachas of Meisers, he says, Lo Yechalti B'Eini, I didn't eat in my state of Aninus. So, in contrast to Zar, a non-Kayin doesn't have that invalidating factor. So, maybe that's, so therefore maybe you can't learn it from Einin. Well, says the Gemara, Baal Mum Yechich. Well, Baal Mum will disprove that, where he's not forbidden in Meiser. V'chazadin, the logic goes back. Each one doesn't have the same unique features. What's Atzad HaShavashim? What's the common denominator of both of them that will tell us why, if they do that void, is b'mechal? Shemuzharin v'chulu, that they're forewarned. And an ayin is forewarned not to do that vaida, like it says by the Kohen Gadol. It says, it says by the Kohen Gadol, he should not leave the temple when he's an ayin and not to be mechal, which the inference is, but anyone else, meaning a Kohen Hedjid, who does not go out, he will be mechal. So you see that he's forewarned, and if he does that vaida, he's mechal. And therefore, that's what we can learn now, just like, and so to Zar, as we said before, is also Muzharan, and therefore we can learn from those two that will also be mechal. But however, the Gemara still asks, but there's still a refutation on that teaching. Just like we said regarding Tumah and Baal Mum, you can't learn out from the common denominator of both of them because they're both not permitted by Bama. Says the Gemara here also. They're still not permitted. Einin and the laws of Baal Mum are also usher in the Bama. So what do you gain by swapping Einin for Tumah? Which the Gemara responds and answers, Maskelor of Sama Bered Rabbah, he asked on the questioner, Uman Lemalanda Ainin Asabam Bama, who's to tell us, like you're assuming, that Ainin is forbidden to do that Vaida on a private altar, Dilmashar Bama. Maybe he's actually permitted to do that Vaida by Bama, as Rashi brings that it makes sense, because by the laws of Ainin it says, Umina Mikdash. It's talking about regarding Mimachal in the temple, but by Bama? Who said that a regular Kohen Hedjit would be Machal, maybe it would be permitted, and therefore you could learn out, because there's no stringency that they both have, that they're both Asa B'Bama, because Einin is permitted by Bama, just like Zar, and you could learn out the laws of Zar from Einin and Bama. That was the second interpretation for the source of Zar making the Avodas puzzle in the carbon. Third interpretation of Meshar Shiyamar, he says the invalidation of a Zar is Asir Kavachem Miyeshiv. We're going to have a Kavachemer from someone who's doing the Avodah as he's sitting. He receives the blood in a sitting position. Ma Yeshiv Sha'echol. If we find by someone who's sitting that he could eat from Kodshim, and yet still in Mavat Chil, if he's doing the Avodah in a sitting position, he desecrates the Avodah, as the Gemara teaches later on the Parak and Avchav Gimlam Beis, when it goes through the different, all the different categories in our Mishnah. So zar she'in oichel, so a non-kohen who can't even eat kachim, ein adin shem avad chil isn't a kavochaymer, since it's more stringent, that for sure if he does the avayit, there's gibim chal. That is the Gemara. No, mali yeshiv, we find that there's a stringency by someone who's sitting, and therefore since it's more stringent, maybe he has the stringency of, if it does the avayit, this possible in contrast to zar, shekem possible edis. Because someone who's sitting, as the Gemara says in Masechta Shavuot Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, if he's sitting, he's invalid to say testimony. Like the pasuk says, "V'amdu shnei anashim," as the Gemara there explains, talking about the witnesses, they have to stand. So you see that there's a stringency regarding sitting. Maybe that's why it's avayit pesul in contrast to zar. Says the Gemara, no, meyeshiv tamachochem. Our kavochem is from a Talmudic scholar who's sitting as he's receiving the blood, where he's actually kosher for testimony in a sitting position, as the Gemara there says in Shavuot that the court gives honor to Talmud Chacham and lets him sit and say testimony. So therefore, that's not a stringency that Yeshiv has in a Yeshiv Talmud Chacham, and therefore you could still learn the Kal V'chaimer. Well, that is the Gemara, but Malah Shem Yeshiv, but at least what we find by the category of sitting, we find that there is a type of sitter, not a Talmud Chacham, Shekem Pasul Eidus, that is invalid to say testimony, and therefore, that is a stringency that applies to the general category of sitting, in contrast by Zar, where we don't find any invalidation by testimony because of being a Zar, of being a foreigner. So maybe, therefore, there's still a stringency of Yeshiv that you can learn out the Kal V'chaimer from. Says the Gemara, no, Shem Yeshiv Loi Parach. That's not a refutation regarding the category of sitting, since we're not learning out from just a general sitter. We're learning out from a Talmudic scholar who's sitting. Well, that's where the Kal V'chaimer from, and he's actually valid to say it, his testimony in a sitting position. So but that's not a refutation. And says the Gemara of Imtem Slim Parch, and even if you can say that that would be a refutation, then we would learn out the Kal V'chaimer from someone who's sitting and doing that void, and one of the other ones we mentioned before, either Einin or Tame or Bamum, where they don't have invalidation regarding saying testimony, and therefore we wouldn't say that that's the feature because of that Chumra, and therefore we can learn out Zar from the two of them. So then says the Gemara, but if you're learning out Yeshiv from another one of those categories, then the Yeshiv the Kasha Bebama Menalan. That where do we know that someone who's sitting is valid to do the Avaida by a private altar? In other words, because why did Rav Misharisha not learn out, as the previous interpretation, Kal V'chaimer from Einin and Tameh and Balmum, why did he pick the category of Yeshiv? Obviously, it's because the questions that we mentioned before that he left that interpretation, which was because we said we cannot find clearly. Even by Einin, we said maybe, we couldn't find clearly a permissibility by Bama by one of those things. So therefore, maybe it is a refutation, because there Aser and Bama and Zara is permitted. So then the question is, so what's he gaining by saying this interpretation of Yeshiv? Obviously, it's because he's assuming, and he knows, that a Yeshiv is kosher by Bama. So it is going to be a valid Kal V'chaimer. Where does he know this from? Amakra, the Pasuk says in Devarim, that Lamoid Lifnei Hashem L'Shasei, has to stand in front of Hashem to serve him. Which is the halach of standing, not sitting. But what the pasuk says, lefnei Hashem, in front of Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash, that's where you need to stand when you're doing the avodah. V'loy lefnei bama, but not when you're in front of a private altar. There, a person could be doing it sitting, and therefore that's not a chumrah of that. It's not bebama over zar, and therefore zar could be learned out from a kal v'chaimer from Yeshiv, and if necessary from Yeshiv or one of the other ones. Now the Gemara continues. The halacha said the next category was einin, that if a kohen who had lost a relative that day, and the relatives weren't even buried then it's going to go ahead, and if he does the avodah, invalidate and be mechal that avodah. Says Gemara Menolam, where do we know, like our Mishnah tells us, that he's going to invalidate the service of that, let's say, the dam, the blood that he's receiving in the Kabbalah? Says Gemara, d'chsev, like it says a pasuk in Vayikra. It says earlier, it says, la'avavu le'ima lo yitama, says that he should not make himself impure to his father and his mother. Now, who's that talking about? Because even a regular kohen makes himself tummy to one of the seven close relatives. So on that, it's because it's talking about a kohen gadol. Kohen gadol does not make himself tummy to anyone, even his father and his mother who passed away. Now, near that it says, u'min mikdash lo yetze, and he should not leave the temple, v'lo yichal, and he will not desecrate. In other words, even on the day that his father and his mother passed away, the kohen gadol does not have to leave the temple. Rather, he stays and he does the avodah, he sacrifices, and v'lo yichal. And that means to say that the kachim will not become desecrated by him doing the avodah as an einin. Now, the inference is ha'achar, but someone else, meaning a regular kohen hedyid, shalayetze, that does not leave and does the avodah as an einin, that's chil, that he will be machal. That's the source that an einin is machal. Now, Rabbi Lazar, he gives a different source. Pasuk in Mayikra. Now, this pasuk is when it was by the inauguration of the Mishkan, there were many karbanos that were brought, and the psukim here are talking about the responses that Aaron HaKohen gave back to Moshe Rabbeinu, but it doesn't say what Moshe Rabbeinu said, but we can infer from Aaron's responses what Moshe Rabbeinu had said to him, that when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Madu lo yechaltem, Moshe Rabbeinu says, why didn't you eat the carbon? They were burnt. Now, but it doesn't say clearly what his complaint was, but from Aaron's responses, we can understand that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him that maybe your sons sacrificed the carbon in the state of aninus, where they were that day, Nadab and Avihu, their brothers, passed away, so they were oinanim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, hey, why'd you burn it? You're telling me your sons did it, and they invalidated it, and that's why it was burnt? Because, as the Gemara will prove this idea, because an oinan that does the hakrava makes it possible? To which Aaron responded to him, and he says, wait, you think hein hikrivu? You think they sacrificed the karbanas? But they're kohanim hedyit, and they're invalid to do the avoida because, yeah, they're oinanim. No, ani hikrafti. Aaron was telling him, no, I brought these karbanas because you had told me, Moshe, that the us says karbanam, that you should do the karbanam. And I'm a kohen gadol, and I'm allowed to bring the karban as an oinan. That's what Aaron was responding to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, says Rebbe Lazar, the inference is, the inhu akriv that had the sons, Elazar b'Samar, had brought the karbanos of that day, when they were in Einan, because their brothers had passed away that same day, sounds like Shapir is starf. Then Moshe Rabbeinu would have understood why it was definitely supposed to be burnt, and he would not have said, Madu ala chadim, why didn't you eat it, and why was it burnt? He would have understood, because that's the source that we see that Einan is Mechal, and therefore it would have to be burnt, like Kachim that apostle. Now, ask the Gemara of Rebbe Lazar, who gave the second interpretation into the chil of Einan, my time ala ama me umina mikdash lo yetzi. Why wasn't he satisfied with the Gemara's first interpretation? From the pasuk that says the kohen gadol should not leave as an Einan and he won't be mechal, which the inference is that a regular kohen hedged, if he doesn't leave and he does that way, they will be mechal. So on that says the Gemara, amalach kadr b'laz would tell you, mik siv ha'achar shalayat sechil, does it say, as you're inferring, but a different kohen, a kohen hedged that doesn't leave, will be mechal? No, as Rashi explains, maybe even a kohen hedged, if he does the avodah as an einan, will not be mechal. But however, the pasuk had to tell us specifically regarding a kohen gadol to permit him to do the avodah, so that you shouldn't say inversely that no, to the contrary, because of his great level of sanctity, that actually would be a reason why he would be invalidating as an einan. So that's what we're saying, though, even he will not be mechal, but no one tells us that a kohen hedged will be mechal. So therefore, he wasn't satisfied with that source. I asked the Gemara for Idach, and the one who gave the first interpretation, my time ala la'yama meheni krivi. Why didn't he bring Rebbe Lazar's source from what Aaron HaKohen responded and says, well, you thought they brought it? I brought it. Because you're right, if they had burnt it, of course it would be burnt because they were einanin. Why didn't you bring that source? So the Gemara ksava, because the first opinion held, mipnei tumah, it was because of the impurity that had touched those karbanas, that is why nisrafa, that's why they were burnt. In other words, the element of aninus was not mentioned regarding its sacrificing of the carbon, and hence its ultimate, if it would be burnt or not regarding that. In other words, when Aaron HaKohen said, hein hayom hikrivu, it was a totally different reading of the pasuk. According to this interpretation, it goes as follows. It wasn't a rhetorical, like wondering, like the like Rebbe Lazar's interpretation. Rather, it's like this. Hein, behold, hayom, it's today. It's still day. Meaning, the reason why that we had this problem was because the kachim were forbidden for us to eat until the evening. Usually, they do that avodah, and they sit down to eat it right after. Problem is that we're einanin. Even a kohen gadol could do that avodah, they can't eat it as an einan. So we had to wait until the evening. Now, because of that, and that delay, we weren't careful, so there was an einus that happened, something beyond our control, that a thing that was tummy touched the carbon. Whereas Rashi explains, as a machlokes tanoim later on Daf Kafalv Medalv, in this chapter in the Torah, what exactly was the reason why the karbanos were burnt? One opinion says, like we're saying now, it became tummy, that's why the karbanos were burnt. The other hold is because memnei aninus nisrafa, meaning, what does that mean because of aninus was burnt? Is that they couldn't have eaten it even towards the evening time, because that opinion holds that aninus, even at nighttime, is going to be usher, even if those who had died had been buried already. And since there was no one who could have eaten the carbon, so like Rabbi Yechim Rikas says in Sefer Pesachim regarding those when the owners of the carbon Pesach became Tamei, so there's nothing to do with it, they burn it right away, because if there's no one to eat it, so you don't have to wait even what's called Ibur Tzura till it passes its time, then you can burn it right away, and therefore they burnt it right away. But again, that's what we're saying, that this the first opinion held, that's not because I'm a Ninus, and that's what he was responding to Moshe, that inferring, but had this brothers done it, then it would have been right to be burnt. No, he was saying, Hein Hayoim, it's still today, and we couldn't have eaten it the whole day, and so we weren't careful, and therefore got Tamei, and that's why it was burnt, but nothing to do with Aninus, and therefore it's not a good source to tell us that if it would have been done through the Einim of Elazar B'Sama, that it would have been burnt. Third interpretation, the baby Shmuel Tana, he learns, where do we know that Einim is Mechal Da'Avayda? He says, Asa B'Kavuchaymer B'Mimbamum. We know it from a Kavuchaymer, from a Kain who has a blemish. Where mumah, just like we find in the Ketanet Tamid Beis, b'mum sha'ichel. If a blemish kohen, he's allowed to eat from kachi kachi. Yet im avad chilev, he does the avoda, he desecrates it. So einin she'ein eichel. So an einin who cannot eat from kachi kachi, like the pasuk says by Vidi Meis, he says lo yichalti ba'ini. He said I didn't eat from it in my state of aninus. He's not allowed to partake of the kachim. Ein adin shem avad chil isn't a kavu chaymar that if he does the avoda, he's giving mechal. Because it's more stringent about mum who could eat all these things. For sure, that the einin that's limited, that can't eat certain kachim, for sure, it's going to be there as a mechal d'avayda. On that, I say, oh, wait, mal ba'mum, how can we say that? Ba'mum has a certain stringency, shekein asa by kriven k'may kriven, where we say that the one who's bringing the carbon is the same as the carbon itself, that both of them have the problem about ba'mum. So it's a stringency, and therefore maybe by him, if he does d'avayda, it's a mechal, in contrast to the halacha of an einin. So the Gemara knows, zariyachich. The laws of a non-kain will disprove that where the one who's doing it is not the same as the carbon itself, and yet still if it does avodah, it's mechal. But says the Gemara Malazar, how can you learn from a non-kain to a einin, shekein in letarkana? There's no way of rectifying that. You cannot become a kain if you're not a kain. Yet an einin has a takana, could be rectified by just the next day. Once he's passed the first day of the death, then he could do the avodah. So maybe if he does the avodah now as an einin, it's not going to be mechal. The laws of a blemish kohen will disprove that where he also has a takana when his blemish is removed, when he gets healed from that, and yet still if he does avodah, it's mechal. So b'chazad then, so logic goes back. Each one's unique characteristic cannot be the defining reason because the other one doesn't have that. What's atzad shavashim? What's the common denominator between the two of them that we're learning out from? Shehim mazurin vim avduchiloi, that they're both for one zarim b'amum of doing the avodah. And if they do it, they desecrate it. So they're also bringing the halachas of an einin, of a kohen who lost his close relative that day. Shemuzer, where he's forewarned. And therefore, if he does the avodah from the matzad, we'll learn there's been mechal. Which the Gemara jumps in and asks, Heichen Muzer, where do we find that an einin is forewarned not to do the avodah? As the Gemara says, as we had a similar question answer earlier, if you think we can learn that from the pasuk that says, and that from the which was the first source, that from the mikdash he should not go out, so ask the Gemara, in that pasuk itself, it says that he's giving him chalit, because by the Kohen Gadol it says he will not be mechal, which inference is, you're being medayik, but someone else like the Kohen Hedjid, if he doesn't go out, then he will be mechal, so then what do you need a kal v'chaymer for? You already know it from that first source regarding the chil itself. Eli rather says the Gemara, mehein hekrivu, rather from the second source, where from that pasuk, mehein hekrivu, which was saying, what? Are you saying you think my sons did it? That you think they sacrificed? No, had they sacrificed, then they would have been mechalit. Because uksavar, because this third interpretation holds, mimni aninus nisrafa, that the reason why it was burnt, because of relating to aninus, because as we said, that there was no one there to eat it, because even the kohen gadol cannot eat in the state of aninus, as we explained. Now, however, when they told to Moshe Rabbeinu that we burnt it because of aninus, Moshe Rabbeinu erred. He made a mistake. He thought, what do you mean that because of aninus you burnt it? You mean because the einanim, not Aaron, who is allowed to do that avodah as einan, but the sons, they sacrifice as einanim? And on that they said, and therefore he said to them, maybe you did it as einim. That's what he was saying. They said, no, my son didn't do it. I did it. But the reason we had to burn it was because even as an einim that a kohen gadol do the avodah, however, he cannot eat it. Which Rashi asks, well, then you have the same question regarding this Rabbi Shmuel, who's this third interpretation of the Kavu Chaymer. Well, just like he learns the Azhara from this second source, then he chose to learn Chila from that second source, as we learned for the second interpretation. So on that says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Shmuel holds, if not for the Kavu Chaymer, then I would have said that this that he said to them, maybe you sacrifice in the state of aninus. That's not to say, as the second interpretation holds, that had they done that, then it would have made sense why you burnt it. No, we wouldn't have known that if an einin like a kohen hedyah does avoid as bimechal. Rather, it's because that they said to him, we burnt it because of aninus. So he says, wait a second, maybe you violated the azhara of v'ikravtem in the state of aninus. Not regarding burning it. He just wanted to know, did you violate the Isra? And that Aaron said to him, what, do you think they sacrificed it, who they're forbidden to sacrifice at Einan? I sacrificed it. No, we didn't do any violations. But regarding Srefa, that we don't necessarily find. And then Rabbi Shmuel had to bring from a Kabbal Chaymer. Yeah, he knows the Azhar from that Pasuk, but the actual Chil that he learns from a Kabbal Chaymer of Balmum and Zar. But the Gemara continues. Fine. So we know where it's Muzharin, and if we want to learn that from the Mahatzad. But a kalamifach, you could still ask a refutation even from the two of them. Malatzad shavish. I mean, where do we find the commentator of both of them? Shekein lahutr mechlaloi zar and bamum do not have any permissibilities from its general category of prohibition, which they're forbidden to do the avodah in the base of mikdash. There is no carbon, no person that it's permitted to be done their carbon through a zar or bamum. In contrast to einin, where we do find a permissibility from the general prohibition of einin by the kohen gadol. So since there's a permissibility, maybe it's not as stringent as them, and maybe if he does the avodah, it's not going to be mechal. So the Gemara Tami Yechiach, the laws of Tumah will disprove that, where there is a halacha of it being permissible from its general category of prohibition of doing avodah in the state of Tumah by a carbon sibur, because a public carbon, it says in the Pasuk B'mayadoi, which says in its time, even if they're in the state of Tumah, and still, a Tamei Kayin, if he does the Avodah by a private carbon, by an individual carbon, is he Mechal, so too Einin will also be Mechal. And that's the Gemara with Malatame. But how could Einin learn from Tamei? Shekei Metamei, where there's a certain stringency that a Tamei Kayin has, that he could be Metamei other things. In contrast, Einin doesn't make other people Einin when he touches them. Well, Hanach Yechichu, but the other Zaren Balmum will disprove that. They don't have that stringency. And then the logic will go back. The common denominator of all three of them is that they're forewarned, and if they do that by the machal, so too we could learn that oinen. And that the Gemara still asks. You could still ask from the common denominator of all three of them, and they don't have a permissibility from the category of their iser, eitzel koyen gadol by a koyen gadol, but carbon yachad by a private carbon. Meaning, it cannot be tumah. Can't be a zar, can't be a bamum, regarding the kohen gadol by a carbon yachid. In contrast, einin is it permitted in that case, because a kohen gadol, that's an einin, could do the avodah even by a regular carbon, like we brought at the source before. So therefore, how do we know he's going to be mechal einin? Says the Gemara, no shame tuma miyish darayi. Still, it doesn't make a difference. There is a hutch mechlale in the general category of tuma, like in the case of when it's betzibur, and therefore that's not a good refutation that you found a case that einin has that's hutch mechlale that they don't have. Still, a tuma has hutch mechlale, and therefore it's not a refutation from the mahatzad. Now, if you're going to ask that, why do we have to say tuma yechiach? We even have by Zar a Hutcher Mechlalai, because a Zar is permitted to do the Avodah by Bama. So there is permissibility by Zar itself. Why do you have to add on a third wheel? That says Rashi, no, that's not what's called Hutcher Mechlalai, because if you translate the words Hutcher Mechlalai, Hutcher Mechlalai means to say there's a klal that it's prohibited, and Hutcher Mechlalai means to say in the prohibited category there is going to be a permitted case. In contrast, by a Zar, there was never a prohibition of a Zar by a Bama. And it's only by like the halacha of tuma where and what we're finding by einin, for example, where einin there's a klal that an einin is forbidden to do the avodah, as we find a kohen hedyah is forbidden to avoid in the base of mikdash. In the general category of kohanim forbidden to do in the einin, there is a hutra by a kohen gadol. So the only one to disprove that was tuma, where tuma the halacha it's aser, but there are certain cases in that iser that is permitted, which is like by tzibur, where you don't have by zar. Zar was never forbidden by Obama in its iser of by the base of Middash. There is no heter, and therefore we didn't pick the zar. We had to add on that of tuma. Rabbi Shar Shiyama, he gives a fourth source for the halacha that oin is machal. He says asya bekavochem miyesh. We learn that oin is machal if he does the avoda as a kavochemer from someone who does the avoda when he's sitting. And we brought this similarly regarding the previous of Amud Aleph. Where ma yeshiv sha'eichel, if someone who's sitting, who he could eat kachim as he's sitting, im avad chil, but if he does the avodah in that position that's sitting, then he's mechal. So einin she'ena oichel, so an einin who cannot eat from kachi kachim, einin din shem avetchil, isn't it a kabo chaymer, that if he does da avayda, that he's going to be mechal. So the Gemara, no, mali yeshiv, how can you learn it from someone who's sitting, who's more stringent, and therefore maybe has the stringency of being mechal, she can't possibly eat this. Someone who's sitting cannot say testimony. An einin can say testimony. So the Gemara, no, we're learning yeshiv tamachachim, we're talking about a Talmudic scholar who's sitting, that there's no invalidation of testimony. And if he would go ahead and do the avodah as a kohen, it would make it possible so too by einin. Says the Gemara, but malashem yeshem. But still, the general category of sitting shekem psula edus is an invalidation of a testimony in contrast to einin. So maybe it's more stringent. Says the Gemara, no shem yeshem leipark. We don't. That's not considered a refutation of the designation because not learning out from general. We're learning out specifically from yeshem tamachacham. And ve'im tim slem leipark. And maybe you can say that is considered refutation. Asim yeshem mechad mehanach. We learn from someone sitting and one of the others where it doesn't have that invalidation of testimony, which you would know from a kavul chaimer to the laws of einin. Now the Gemara goes back to the law of the Mishnah we were discussing, the einin pasul. An einin who does the avoda is going to make it invalid. On that Amar Rabbi, he qualifies this halacha, and he says, Leishana el b'karbin yachad. This was only taught, this invalidation of the ayin doing the avayda, regarding a private, regular, individual carbon. A b'karbin tzibur, but by a public carbon tamid, that which is brought by a tzibur, miratza. Then it will be accepted, even though it's done by an ayin. Kavochaymer metumah, a kavochaymer from the laws of tumah. Why? Ma tumah, just like we find by a kain that's tummy. It was never permitted in the general category of a kohen doing the avodah by a kohen gadol. Kohen gadol is not permitted to do the avodah in a state of tumah by a private carbon. And still, the laws of tumah are permitted even for a regular kohen by a carbon zibur. So then, following kavul chaimer, aninus shehutra mechla leitzah kohen gadol b'karben yachad. So then, regarding the laws of aninus, is permitted by kohen gadol by a private carbon. Ain a din shehutra itzel kohen hedid b'karben tzibur. So isn't a kavul chaimer that should be permitted by kohen hedid by carbon tzibur? Meaning, we're learning out the laws of einin from a kavul chaimer from tuma. If by tuma we find that there is a greater permissibility by a kohen hedid on a carbon tzibur than a kohen gadol by a carbon yachad, so then by aninus, which is permitted by the Kohen Gadol and Karben Yachid, for sure it should be permitted by Kohen Hedget, by Karben Sibur, and therefore Aininis would not be invalidation by a regular Kohen by a Karben Sibur. And the validation of our Mishnah was only said regarding Karben Yachid. On this interpretation of Rava Maskevala, Rava Bar Eloi. Rava Bar Eloi asked on Rava that Rava was assuming three halachas. First of all, he was assuming that the laws of Tumo was not permitted for a Kohen Gadol by a carbon yachid. From the fact that we don't find that the laws of tumah were permitted, except for a tzibur, like the law of the pasuk is learned from b'mayad, where it's talking about carbon tzibur. Second thing he was assuming is that the laws of tumah were permitted by the tzibur was even by a kohen hedid, from the fact that the pasuk doesn't say, it just says it's permitted, which we would assume is for all kohanim, even kohen hedid. Third thing he's assuming is that the laws of aninus were permitted for a kohen gadol, even by a carbon yachid, by a private carbon, not just by a carbon seed, but for the fact that the pasuk didn't specify. Now, the problem he has with this is, now, however, regarding the isser of aninus by a kohen hedyot, that's where Rav is coming to differentiate. And he's coming to be mechalik through a kavul chaimer. And he's coming to say, oh, by the law of the prohibition of aninus, which we had many different sources for what the source is, but we see the Torah says it's forbidden by a kohen hedyot, and that's where Rav is coming to say, oh, that was only for an individual carbon. And there the pasuk wasn't general as we're saying for all of the halachas. On that asked Rav Bar Eloi. Now, if regarding what the pasuk does not clearly differentiate, you're coming to differentiate through a kavul chaimer, so why is it so obvious to you the other three things that we just spoke out, which Rav is assuming that they're, oh, it wasn't specified, so it's going to be general category, but you can make the same kavul chaimer in the reverse and say opposite conclusions the way you're making for the laws of aninus regarding a kohen hedyot, as he says the following three questions. He says, "Lo tutur aninus etzel kohen gadol b'karben yachad." You were assuming, and that was part of his kavul chaimer, that aninus is permitted by a kohen gadol b'karben yachad. Says why? I could tell you that aninus should not be permitted to be done by a kohen gadol by a private carbon mikavul chaimer. And when was it permitted that the pasuk permits the kohen gadol do the avodah? It was by only by a carbon tzibur. What's the kavul chaimer? I'll tell you as follows. Umat tuma shehutra itzel kain had yibitzibr, if the laws of tuma were permitted by a regular kain, by tzibr, because, like you're saying, it's unspecified, so that would be across the board. So even a kain head yid is permitted to do that void in the state of tuma if it's for carbon tzibr. And yet, loy hutra itzel kain gadol b'karbon yachad, yet it's not permitted for a kain gadol in the state of tuma by a carbon yachad. Of course, we don't find anywhere that a kohen in the state of tumah could do it for an individual carbon, because the laws of tumah that were permitted were only by carbon tzibur, like it says over there, b'me'adu. So then says Rav Bar Loi, I could tell you the following kavul chaimer. So if that's the case, so even though tumah is hutra by a hedjid by tzibur, it's still prohibited by a kohen gadol by a carbon yachid. So aninus, shalei hutra it's a kohen hedjid by carbon tzibur, where it's so severe that it's not even permitted by a kohen hedjid by a carbon tzibur. So in addition to tutor it's a kain godel b'karbon yachid, isn't a kavul chaimer that should not be permitted by kain godel b'karbon yachid? That's kavul chaimer number one, not like the way Rebbe was assuming. Kavul chaimer number two is v'tutor tuma it's a kain godel. The laws of tuma should be permitted by kain godel b'karbon yachid. It actually should be permitted, which in his kavul chaimer he was assuming not. That, but he's saying just like you're making differentiation on ninus by kain hedjit, I can make all these differentiations based on kavul chaimer also. Is that the laws of tumah should be permitted by kain gadol by carbon yachid mikavul chaimer? And so when was there an iser by carbon yachid in the state of tumah? Because the Torah is only permitting a carbon tzibur. Oh, that was for kain hedjit. But kain gadol, even the state of tumah, will be permitted for carbon yachid. How so? From the following kavul chaimer. Uma aninus, if we find by the laws of aninus, shlei hutter it's a kain hedjit with carbon tzibur, who is not permitted for a kain hedjit for a carbon tzibur, yet still hutra it's a kain gadol with carbon yachid, it was permitted by a kain gadol by a carbon yachid, which it says aninus is permitted by a kain gadol, which seemingly is all carbon tzibur carbon yachid. So then make the following kavul chaimer. So tuma shehutra it's a kain hedjit with carbon tzibur. So then by tuma, which is even more lenient, where aninus is aser for a hedjid by carbon tzibur, but tumah is permitted by a kohen hedjid by carbon tzibur, so in a din shehutra it's a kohen gadol by carbon yachid, so isn't a kavul chaimer, that for sure it should be permitted by a kohen gadol by carbon yachid, because even aninus is permitted, and then tumah, which is more lenient as we find by a kohen hedjid, for sure should be permitted by a kohen gadol by carbon yachid. And question number three, an opposite kavul chaimer from Rava. V'loi tutur tumah, the laws of tumah should not be permitted, etzel kohen hedjid by a regular kohen, be carbon tzibur, even by a carbon tzibur, mekavul chaimer for the following kavul chaimer. What's the kavul chaimer? Uma aninus, if we find by the laws of aninus, shehutra itzel kain gadol be carbon yachid, where it's permitted by the kain gadol by a private carbon, because seemingly the pasuk says he doesn't have to leave lo yichal any carbon he can bring by aninus, even a carbon yachid, because like you said, if it doesn't differentiate, fine. And lohutra itzel kain gadol lohutra itzel kain hedjid be carbon tzibur, and yet still, even the carbon tzibur is not permitted for kohen hedjit in the state of aninus. He has to leave the base of Migdash when he's an aninan, no matter what the carbon is. So then you have the following kavul chaimer. So tumah shloi hutra is a kohen gadol by carbon yachid. So regarding tumah, which is not permitted for kohen gadol by carbon yachid, as we said, it's only carbon tzibur, even for kohen gadol. So in adin isn't a kavul chaimer shloi tutu by kohen hedjit by carbon tzibur. That for sure, kohen hedjit who's more limited, for sure should not be permitted by a carbon tzibur, because as we learn of a kavul chaimer from the laws of aninus. So it says Rav Bar Loi, you lost all your three assumptions, and you don't know what to expound. Rather, don't differentiate from what the pasuk doesn't explicitly differentiate. Which the Gemara here puts in the mnemonic to recall the three questions that Rav Bar Loi is having, which are v'loy tutur, and the Rishonim add in v'tutur, v'loy tutur, aninus v'tumah, tumah, yachid v'yachid, tzibur, simen, which refers to these three different questions he's having on the assumption of Rav and his kavul chaimer. So, Ella, rather, as we continue to have a bit of Zayin and Aleph, he says, Rav Bar Loi, Ikel Mefrachachi. You could ask this way, Vikel Mefrachachi, and you could ask this way. And we don't know which way to expound, because each one, I could tell you, the Kavul Chaimer should go the other way around. So, therefore, he concludes and he says, Kol Chadu V'Chadu Tikyu Beduchtei. Let each halacha stand by itself, meaning, as it's written, unspecified, that's how we're going to leave it. And not like you that you want to say, by one of them, that based on the kavul chaimer, that we should differentiate in the laws of aninus by kain hedjit regarding a carbon tzibur to say that there is not a problem. No. As it's written, when it was permitted aninus for kain gadol and it didn't specify, it will be both by yachid, carbon yachid, and by carbon tzibur that's permitted. When it said that for a hedjit, kain hedjit, it's forbidden aninus, it's going to be bein be yachid and bein be tzibur nester, not like you, Rabba. It's going to be aser for him even in a carbon tzibur. And it was permitted tumah be tzibur, that was going to be permitted for every kind, even the kain hedjit. And it was when it's forbidden tumah for private carbon, that's forbidden even for a kohen gadol, and therefore that's how he refutes the interpretation of Rava, and therefore the law of Ainin in our mission that's given me mechal by kohen yedid is not just by carbon yachid but even by carbon tzibur.